Okay, we left off the sugya last week with the Rambam's shita. The Gemara ended off mi savris the koi zo gavoi loy the koi zo boy. So basically, the Gemara ended off by saying that the zohar standing away from the mizbeach, and in which case, since the zohar is standing away from the mizbeach, so it does not become possible. Pasha pshat in the Gemara is that any, whether you hold a locha beregel, shmo locha, ain't shmo locha, whatever you hold about a locha, shalai beregel is not relevant. If the blood is not going towards the mizbeach, it's not a locha. It's like a maisa itztaba, which the Gemara brought down earlier. Maisa itztaba doesn't become possible. If a zor holds the blood, it doesn't become possible because he's not doing anything. And Mimele, going l'chayra, what the Gemara is saying is that if you're going away from the Mizbeach, then it's equivalent to doing nothing. L'chayra. Mitzad avoid of halacha, it's equivalent to doing nothing. The problem is that the Rambam here, I assume the Rambam looked it up in Perek Yud Gimel, in halacha test, the Rambam says clearly, halacha shaloi beregel in halacha, Lefikach ein hamachshava peiselas bo, v'hamahalich b'mokayim sheinitzorich, hareizu halacha, v'hamachshava. The Rambam says v'hamachshava peiselas bo. So the Rambam makes a distinction. He says shkoyach. He says halacha shaloi beregel in halacha, v'hamahalich b'mokayim sheinitzorich lahalich. Which is l'chayr k'neged ha-gemara. And the rivet here brings down sugyan kula k'rebel ezad omo loy shmoy loch. Anyway. No, the problem is not the machshava. If a zor would, if anybody would stand and have a machshava psula while they're holding the blood, it does nothing. Why? Because it's not halacha. So the machshava only works when there's a halacha. And the Gemara is coming out by us that halacha away from the mizbeach is not halacha. So it would mean, it would be equivalent to having a machshava when you're standing holding the blood.
No, but the machshava to sell it because he's doing the halacha shows that he's doing it.
Again, first we have to decide what's a ma'aseh halacha. So our Gemara states that even though a zor makes avoid apostle, but if the zor is standing away from the mizbeach, the halacha going away doesn't make it possible. He's a zor. The biggest psul is going on. He's a zor. Zor passels avoida. He's a zor. So he passels avoida. So if he does any avoida, halacha, kabbalah, he passels it.
It's not a technical reason.
No, it's Inyan Zohar and Avoida. Okay. Has to be one of the Gimel. Has to be in one of the Gimel Avoidas. Machshava Shalei Lishma has to be in one of the Gimel Avoidas. Again, and you have to have Avoida to make a Zohar apostle. Now, a Zohar apostles Avoida, Machshava apostles Avoida. If it's not an Avoida, Zohar doesn't make it possible. If it's not an Avoida, Machshava doesn't make it possible. This is all elementary. So the Gemara says that halacha, if the zor is involved in the halacha away from the mizbeach, does not make it possible. The Gemara says why? Because it's not halacha; it's zero. So it's equivalent to standing in one place as far as halacha is concerned.
Only in that case when he's walking away
from the mizbeach comes the Rambam. The zor could say hinani muchan umizuman. Hinani, listen, the Zohar could say, Hinani, Muchan, Umizuman, to be Moilich, the Dam, away from the Mizbech. You know what? He could stand on his head, because the Torah decides what's Halacha. And the Torah said that Halacha is from the Mokam Shchite until the Mokam Mizbech. And anything out of there is not Halacha. This other Kohen got up and he said, Hinani, walk, I'm go doing this Halacha, Shalai Lishmo. The Torah says, it's not Halacha. So you're telling me, well, He decided it's halacha. Let him jump in the lake. Just like if he stands in one place. I don't know what the problem here is. If he stands in one place and he says, the Gemara calls it a ma'isi yitztibo. If he does a ma'isi yitztibo, and he says, I'm doing it shaloi lishma. L'shem shaloi lishma, I want to make it possible. I'll say, halacha shaloi lishma. We tell him, sorry, you don't decide what halacha is. The Torah decides what halacha is. And that's not halacha. Comes our Gemara, and our Gemara says, halacha away from the Mizbeach is not halacha. How? Zev, what the Gemara is saying is very basic. What the Gemara is saying is, halacha doesn't mean walking. Halacha doesn't mean standing. Halacha means bringing something closer to the mizbeach, to the altar. Okay? If you're not bringing something, if you're not engaged in bringing something closer to the altar, and you think you are, or you're doing it l'shem that, so you have problems. You have reality problems. You're not much different than somebody who's holding something in one place and has a dream that he's doing halacha. So the question is very, very basic. The Rambam comes and he says that if somebody goes in the wrong direction, which is not halacha to the mizbeach, because it's halacha away from the mizbeach, and he has kavana shaloi lishma, he makes it possible. The question is why? It's not halacha. So you're telling me, Zev, that this guy, while he's walking away from the mizbeach, which the Gemara already defined is not halacha, because the Torah defined halacha means bringing the blood closer to the mizbeach. Now you decided, the one who's carrying the blood decided, you know, when I go this way, it's also bringing the blood closer to the mizbeach. That's no different than the guy who's standing in one place, and he says, I'm bringing the blood closer to the mizbeach. If anything, I hear better, a guy standing in one place, halacha shaloi beregel, he says, okay, I'm bringing it closer to the mizbeach. We say, well, sorry, the Torah doesn't consider that halacha, even though you're actually bringing closer to the mizbeach, because there's two conditions. You have to bring it closer, you have to be walking. So, in this case, the guy is not even bringing it closer. He's going the wrong way, which the Gemara says is not halacha. So I don't know what's going on. I didn't ask you what's parva. I asked you, did our Gemara say walking away from the mizbeach is not halacha?
Absolutely.
And that means the definition of halacha is not walking. The definition of halacha is bringing something closer to the mizbeach. You now are bringing something away from the mizbeach.
Right.
And you're having in mind that I'm doing this, going away from the mizbeach, shaloi lishma. There's no problem with that. That's like sneezing, shaloi lishma.
No,
but
it's going away.
I'm very confused.
Of course.
If a guy jumps up and down, shaloi lishma, does he make it puzzle?
No.
Why?
He didn't.
Who decided what halacha is? The Torah. And the Torah decided that jumping up and down is not halacha. That same Torah Mesinai said that going away from the Mizbeach is not halacha.
No, it's halacha, but it's not a poselet halacha.
Halacha means to be moilich the dam to the Mizbeach.
Right.
The only reason why it's not poselet is because we're saying that when the Torah said halacha, it meant halacha from there to the Mizbeach, not from there somewhere else.
Correct.
So that's not halacha. So how's
it?
What's puzzle?
His mouth. You can have no greater halacha that is a krum avoider than saying, I'm doing it not the halacha, I'm doing it the path of the barber.
But it's not halacha!
Of course it's halacha. It's the halacha that's not poselet. You're walking away from his back as a zuk, whatever, and not having machshava.
Zev, I don't think you've ever confused me this much. And that's a lot of confusion. Because according to what you're saying, if a guy spritzes the blood on the wall of the Azara, shaloi lishma, it's Rika!
Okay.
He did everything. He took the blood, he did a proper halacha to the Mizbech. Then he decided, instead of spritzing the blood on the Mizbech, he's spritzing the blood on the floor, shaloi lishma.
Right.
Guess what? Doesn't make it possible. Because not a ma'aseh zrika. But he decided it's a zrika. Yeah, but the Torah said zrika is not this way. Zrika is this way, right?
You're not in the parish.
So Torah decided halacha is this way, not this way. You're going this way. You're telling me that that is halacha b'zalas. Is this something you're? Are you serious about this? I can't believe you're serious.
No, because
I think you're just trying to give me a hard time.
No, it's not all in one. In other words, it's not one. It's a two-step process.
Okay.
And you see that by Instagram. You first have to have a whether it's a local regular, you have to have a movement. You have to go towards them. You have to take a positive action.
Towards the mizbech. And then you have to do a positive spritzing towards the mizbech, right? Well, I'm not forgetting Zrika. I want to think about everything. Okay. So what would be similar? So I'm asking you, what would be similar in Zrika? You have to do a positive spritzing towards the Mizbech, correct?
Correct.
Don't do me any favors. Don't do me any favors, okay? Now, if you don't do a Zrika towards the Mizbech, you do a Zrika somewhere else, it's not a Zrika. Even though you have in mind Shaloi Lishma, and you have in mind it's a Zrika Shaloi Lishma, doesn't matter because the Torah said that a zrika is towards the mizbeach. The same Torah said that the positive act of halacha has to be towards the mizbeach. Now you're doing halacha not towards the mizbeach. So why is that better?
No, it's not better.
So why does the Rambam say it's possible? So why is it possible? I did an action of spritzing.
But not on the
Mizbeach. But not walking to the Mizbeach.
So what? Zrika.
The Torah said, Halacha is to the Mizbeach. Zrika is to the Mizbeach. Zev decided just now that when the Torah said Zrika to the Mizbeach and you do Zrika not to Mizbeach, there's no way of your machshava making that a problem. But the Torah that said that halacha is to the mizbeach, and you did halacha not to the mizbeach, you could make that possible. You just decided that? How did that happen? Am I missing a link here?
Yeah.
Yes. Please, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu.
Okay, let's try it the other way. If I do a halacha not to the mizbeach, okay, I go ahead, I will 5 feet away from the mizbeach.
Okay. That's not a halacha. Or you'll do nothing at all.
So it doesn't fall in. It doesn't fall into the marginal soul.
I don't know.
But if I'm already going away from the mizbeah, I'm doing the halacha that I have to come back at some point. I have to do something with it, and I have a machshava for zealous.
I have to come at some point. I'm no different than I was when I was standing in one place. I have to do something. I can either tell you the same stickle tire. When you're makabel the blood, you can either stand it till Mashiach Tzad Kenu, or you could walk away, or you could go towards the Mizbeach. Exactly. You could when you walk away, it's no different than you could stand it till Mashiach Tzad Kenu. Your walking away did nothing as far as halacha is concerned.
Correct.
So why can I make it possible then? He's trying to explain the Rambam. Huh? This is how you steig in learning. I want to hear Zeved Chatam al Chacham. I want to hear what's going on. I'm not happy if Zev still thinks like this. Then something we're missing here. Huh? You really hear now? You hear that? No, I'm saying I'd rather say nothing than what you're saying. I'd love to say what you're saying. I just don't know. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. The Torah defines what an avoda is. And if you have a kavana not during the time of what the Torah defines as an avoda, then it doesn't work, even though you have in mind in your mind that this is l'shem avoda. But if the Torah said that that's not an avoda, it's not an avoda. Even though you're doing a l'shem avodah. And even though the Torah said we have to do something now. The Torah says we have to do a shechita. If you do a shechita, that's not the way the Torah said it's a shechita. Even though you had in mind l'shem shechita, it's not a shechita. Right? So if you do a halacha that the Torah said is not a halacha, I mean here, l'fiyani is daiti, it's even more basic. Because zrika is a mice of throwing. Here the definition of halacha is, according to the Gemara, bringing it to the Mizbeach. And therefore going away from the Mizbeach is almost a contradiction with halacha. It's not only it's not halacha, it's like reverse halacha. Let's finish the sugya. Says the Gemara, we're getting to the Rambam. Says the Gemara, itmar, omar l'mabiyach halacha shalom b'regel. Psula. So you see, you can't fix it. Amal oyef shalot kune. You see, it can't be fixed. Eisvei Rav Nachman lulom. Nishpach min ha-kli al ha-ritzpo va-asofei kosher. If it spills on the floor and you gather it, it's kosher. So you see that it is fixable. Even though it went, assumingly, even though it went towards the Mizbeach. This is what the Gemara is assuming in the Kasha. It went towards the Mizbeach without you carrying it. It just spilled. You could still gather it and bring it closer. So the Gemara is saying in the Haraya that you could fix a bad halacha. Dr. Gemara, name. Hochamai haskinon kishayotza lechutz. It went lechutz. But ain't a chanami. If that would be the case, and therefore it's kosher. The Gemara says, when you spill something on the ground, it goes in both directions. It doesn't go in one direction. The Gemara says, yeah. We're talking about Madre and Mokamadre, either there was an angle on the floor, so it went dafka towards the Mizbeach, or by Yisema Beguma, it got caught up in a hole in the ground. If you by Yisema Besmiche, blood that's a little harder, and therefore it didn't splatter. So there's one obvious question on the Gemara. Again, the Gemara is saying that l'chari you see that you could fix a halacha. The Gemara says, no, could be the blood went in the wrong direction. So again, going back to what the Gemara said, blood that goes in the wrong direction is not called halacha. So that's the pshat. The obvious question is, well, if that's the case, here, there was no halacha at all. The blood spilled. So why is the Gemara said? In other words, the Gemara now is stuck that if the blood spilled, it should be, you can't fix it. Just like halacha can't be fixed, you can't fix it. Frek Reb Chaim says, I don't understand. What's Bechlal de Dimyan? What's the whole question? The whole question of the Gemara is halacha, is a non-qualified halacha a psul or just parva? Nothing happened. If it's a psul, you can't fix it. Right? If it's just parva, you're missing a halacha. So take it back and make it do it. Those are the two studs. Here there was no halacha at all. It was spilled. Nobody brought it. It wasn't a zor, it wasn't a shalei lishma, it wasn't al yidei adam. It spilled. Frek Reb Chaim. So what's bechlal the Gemara's tzad? That there should be a psulia. Of course you could fix it. Zero happened. Meaning, the Gemara's kasha is, the Gemara understands, here's the Mizbeach, the blood spilled. The Gemara assumed it went towards the Mizbeach. You gather it up again to where it spilled. And now you carry it. So the Braisa says you could do that. Frek the Gemara, how could you do that? We said that once you made a halacha, that's no good. It's possible. That's the Gemara's kasha. Asks Reb Chaim. It's not a halacha at all. It's not a halacha. Nothing happened. Meaning, what are the two tzadim? The two tzadim, one side is halacha is something that's required. And if it's done improperly, you're missing that requirement. The other side is no. Halacha is a psul. And therefore the carbon actually becomes possible. Okay? Those are the two tzadim. by Nishpach where it spilled, and then it rolled towards the Mizbeach, nothing happened. Nobody did halacha. Not Lishma, one second, not Lishma, not Shaloi Lishma, not. So you should know, Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim Oizer, Achiezer, holds that this is an this is like a, this is the end of the day. This is, well, what's Pshat here? Achiezer is a pillar. He says, Loi Nasa Zay Locha Klal. Why should it be possible? Not only that, he asks even more than that. He asks, interestingly, Reb Chaim asks, Reb Chaim Oizer, Reb Chaim Stam asks, what's the Gemara's Dimyon? Reb Chaim Oizer asks that he doesn't even understand why you have to bring the blood back. The Gemara is assuming you have to gather the blood back to the original spot and now carry it. He says, I don't see why I got to do that either. Gather it and go. Nothing happened here. Nothing happened. Just like if the blood came out of the neck and went like this, there was a little breeze in the Azorah, and the blood went like this. You caught it in the Kli. You don't have to go anywhere. There was nothing. Nothing happened. There was no problematic halacha. There was no halacha at all. So Reb Chaim Oizer asks even more to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is asking, what do you see from there to our shaila? Our shaila is, if you had a halacha that was no good, okay? Does it create a psul, or does it not create a psul? That was our Gemara Shaila. Our Gemara wanted to prove from Nishpach that it doesn't create a psul. Frek Reb Chaim, by Nishpach, there's no halacha at all. That's Reb Chaim asked the kasha, right? Reb Chaim Oizer asks even more. He says, I don't even understand. Forget the Gemara's Raya. I don't understand why you have to bring it back anywhere. Just pick up the blood. You took it nowhere. Nobody took it anywhere. Pick up the blood and bring the blood to the Mizbeach. What are you playing games here? Pulling this way. Just pick up the blood and go to the Mizbeach. That's right. But they're really both asking the same kasha in different ways. Chaim Oizer is making it stronger kasha. But it's really the same kasha. Reb Chaim is not busy with understanding the din of the Braisa. He's trying to understand what the Gemara's Raya is. And why the Gemara had to give all of these weird ukimtas that the blood dafka went that way. And the Gemara had to figure out how's that shayach. The floor is going this way. The floor is going that way. And which is the Gemara's kasha. In fact, the Gemara says, so what's the ichpil tana? So the tana is talking about such a crazy case. Lashmina kol hani. We're talking about blood in such a case where there's a hole in the ground and the floor is going that way. It's a raya, not like ule. It's a tiyufta on ule. That obviously a locha shaloi beregel doesn't become possible. You could still fix it. It's not possible. The Gemara says, itma. So this man d'omer holds it's totally machlokes. Till now we were going with Shimon Rabbanan, have nothing to do with the machlokes. According to machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, halacha shaloi beregel is no good. According to Shimon, it is good. The Gemara says halacha rabasi kuli amalei pligi. By halacha rabasi, where it's far away from the mizbeach, everybody agrees psula. We're talking about you shechted the blood right near the Mizbech. So you didn't have to bring it at all. So there's a machlekes. The Rabbanon hold it's an avoider. And if Shimon holds, the halacha shaloi beregel is not an avoider. Dafke if you shechted it near the Mizbech. Machach u'alei b'marova. If you're telling me that if you're near the Mizbech, there's no halacha at all, no matter what. So according to Rav Shimon, you should never be able to have a psul. Chatas oif, the possible machshove. Right? Chatas oif, Rav Shimon, echi mishkachas. How can you make a psul b'chlal? Meaning, according to Rav Shimon, by chatas oif, it's right near the Mizbeach. The way what you do is you squeeze the blood onto the Mizbeach. You could really do that without doing anything. You could go right against the Mizbeach.
So this whole exercise is unnecessary. By chatas ha'oif, you need to do nothing. You could just do malika and put the bird right against the mizbeach. So according to Rav Shimon, there's no even mokum. According to the chachamim, it's good. Because chacham hold even zutra, even where something is not needed, it makes it possible. But according to Rav Shimon, by chatas ha'oif, you need to do nothing. Because actually, you squeeze it out straight onto the mizbeach. So instead of squeezing it from a distance, you could squeeze it right against the mizbeach. So when does the psul happen? So Gemara says like this: Manushich, ida choshev alei mikame delei pugdam. In other words, as the blood is going from one side of the bird out, so that's the place where the machshava would be. And that's what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi, lifnei yitzis adam lechol machshava. So halacha shaloi beregel. So now it's bishlam according to the others. There's halacha lav klumi. The basa denafik. And if you're talking about basa denafik dam, the blood already came out. Hoyis avdalei mitzvasa. There's no kavana you could have anymore because you finished your action already. In other words, the Gemara is assuming that your action is completed once the blood emerges. You're done. So when exactly could it become possible? According to the Chachamim, is Nishkin Kasha. The actual going of the blood from one place to the other makes it possible. But according to Rav Shimon, Sigonisht. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, as a Salachar, it's a problem. The Gemara says, it's an interesting text. The Gemara gives. The Gemara says, Midiporish. Dilma, my kushy Dilma, with the Polish the Motil Mizbech. Interesting sheet. The Gemara says the kavana you had was in between. You squeeze the blood out of the bird. From that time that it emerges from the bird till it hits the Mizbeach, that's when it could become possible. Even though the Chiddush is, you finished your action already. Your action is completed. Your action is only the blood going from one side of the bird to the other side of the bird. Once the blood emerges from the bird, your action is done. The Gemara is being mechadish that it could still become possible after you finished your action completely, since it didn't reach the Mizbeach, because you're still in control of making that avoid a possible. From that point, you still could make the dam possible. Okay? That's the Gemara's Chiddush. Now, obviously, there's a big problem with this. The problem is, this old Achrayim is L'chayra, and the Gemara brings a riot to this. Interesting child. A guy spritzing the blood. And then he becomes a Balmum. The Kohen. He becomes a Balmum after he did Avodah, but before the blood hit the Mizbech. Mamish Neshayla. If you learn the Avodah ends when he spritzes, the Avodah is over. But if you learn that the Avodah is incomplete until it gets to Mizbeach, now you have a Kohen Balmum. The Gemara says that Taka will be possible. That's the Gemara's Chiddush here. Taka is going to be possible because of the Kohen Balmum. Amilo Psula, Amilo Kshev, Amilo Psula. My time, v'hizavanosam bina. So, Reb Chaim, the stipler, Reb Aaron Leib, they all ask, everybody asks this kasha. What's going on? We have the famous Nemuke Yosef, very, very famous Nemuke Yosef, by Eishim Mishim Chitza, probably the most famous Nemuke Yosef. Where the Gemara over there says that when somebody starts a fire, everything the fire does is considered his action, like he did it B'Yadayim. So Nemuke Yosef asks, How could you light candles Erev Shabbos as it's burning the whole Shabbos, Yimachal Shabbos? Famous Nemuke Yosef. In other words, how could you be Chayiv? How could you be allowed to light candles Erev Shabbos as it goes, as it burns? Eishim Mishim Chitzo. Nemuke Yosef says no. He says, it's true, it's your action, but it's like the whole action happened from the first moment. In other words, it's true it's your action. And the fire that burns for the next 24 hours is directly your ma'aseh. But it's like that whole 24 hours is capsulized in the first ma'aseh hadlaka. When you did your ma'aseh. So even though the hemshich of the ma'aseh is all considered yours, but really it's like a spring. It bounces back to when you did it. So ask the Rabbi Aaron Leib, Chazon Ish, the Stipler. So what's the Gemara talking about here? What's the Gemara talking about here? From there, from that in the Mukhi Yosef, you see that once your Maisa ends, whatever emerges from that Maisa already happened in your Maisa. So here too, when you become a Balmum, when you become a Balmum, prior,
it's done already.
Hazorik chetz. This is not a loch even. This is rika. Sheik shemikan al divin mukiyaisa zokta. Hazorik chetz kol ayoytsim imenu. Nechshav kilu nasa beish yotsim mitachas yoda. Vimkan kain. Kosher. Mali nikto yoda. Who cares that his hand went ahead and fell off? Achal sheiza. Right? So mameila, what's going on? Very schwer. I mean, the Stipler, Pchatzel Abramsky, there's also Mikdash David. They all go along the same lines. That it isn't like a new Gzeres HaKosov. That since the blood, since the Torah required that the blood should hit the Mizbeach, so it's like the Torah is expanding your action. You understand? Now, the problem that I have is very simple. It sounds maybe relatively simple to understand this distinction the Gemara is giving. It's really not. Why? Because it's always that way. Let's go Eishim Mishim Chitzov. Eishim Mishim Chitzov, right, does not mean Basam Eikara. That's a different sugi in Bava Kama. Eishim Mishim Chitzov still needs the consumption to happen. Otherwise, you're potter. Right? So it's also that way that even though it's Eishim Mishim Chitzov, the mice is not complete. Ubiel, it has to actually consume. The Gemara in Bava Kama Lamoshel makes a dimyon to Ritzicha. Somebody starts a fire, and the fire kills somebody. So if you hold Eishes Mishum Chitzov, you chayev for murder. Secular also works that way, right? That in arson, if somebody starts a fire with the intention of manslaughter, you could be charged with manslaughter. But the Gemara in Bava Kama is makla that shaila in Eishim Mishim Chitzov. If you hold Eishim Mishim Chitzov, so if you start a fire and it kills somebody, chayev. Now everybody understands, you're not chayev until the person gets killed. So you're not chayev when you start the fire. So it's always that way. But what the Nemukhi Yosef is saying is, in spite of the fact that Eishim Mishim Chitzov requires the completion, once it's completed, it's not viewed like you did it then. It's viewed like you did it from the beginning, which makes the teretz difficult. You understand what I'm saying? If the halacha would be by Eishim, Bava Kama, Eishim, Mishim Chitzov, we don't care what happens. You start the fire, you chayev. So then we can make this distinction the Stipler is making. By Zrika, we look at it like it's still going on because the Torah required it should hit the Mizbech. So therefore, even though Mukhi Yosef is Mechadish, that the action completed, right? Here we need the blood to hit the Mizbech, which is what the Stipler is saying. You need the blood to hit the Mizbech. Yeah? But that all works well if you say, okay, in Bava Kama, we don't need the end of the act. And over here we do need the end. That's not the case. Bava Kama, we also need the end of the act. And until the act is completed, you potter. And only if the act is completed, you chayev. It's just that when it ends, we look at it like it was completed at the first time. When it ends. When the ritzicha happens, bleib this, that when you started the fire, you murdered then. That's what the Nemukhi Yosef is saying. So too Shabbos. You start a fire on Friday, even though it's burning the whole Shabbos. And all of that is your action. But we view it like it happened Erev Shabbos. So the same thing over here. It happened before you were a Balmum. In other words, the Teretz is not as simple as it sounds. It sounds like a relatively simple Teretz, but really it's not so pashut at all. Says the Gemara, Ki asaraf papa v'nu erev yishubi erev amri, haynu chucha. This is a joke. Ubay locha abasi le pligi. The argument of Shimon Rabbanon is in all halachas. V'oki pligi ba locha abasi pligi. That's the gears that most of the Rishonim have. Minus Rashi. Because if it's a small, the little bit amount of Eilocha that's right by the Mizbeach, that's Zicha Pasa. Because that's not Midin Eilocha, that's Midin Zrika. There even Rav Shimon would agree. And Elamai, it's only by Eilocha Rabosi that's the Machlekes. That's the Machlekes. B'chiai Gavdin is Machlekes. Halacha is a drossi, kuli amulei pligi. Ki pligi by halacha rabosi. That's the takar machlekes. Says the Gemara, halichoi v'chziroi koyen. What's the halacha if the zor brought the blood and the koyen took it back to the mokam shchite? And now, you want to take v'chazav halichoi? Pligi bo, b'nei ravchia v'ravyana, echad ha-makosh v'chad ha-maposl, ma'asav ha-efshalut kuni, ma'asav ha-loi efshalut kuni. It's only the machlekes we had earlier. If it's Efshel Tkun, Hoylichai Koyin Vechzihoi, Vechazav Hoylichai Zor, the opposite, a Koyin already brought it to the Mizbech. Now a Zor brought it back, and the Koyin brought it back to the Mizbech. Do we say, well, it was already brought by a Koyin? So here it's Fakelt. Omar Avsimi Barashi, Ledivri HaMachshe Poisel, Ledivri HaPoisel Machshe. Basically, it's the reverse. If you hold, once Hoylocha is done, it's done. Ein Bishel Acha Bishel, Ein Hoylocha Acha Hoylocha. No. So once the Kohen brought the blood to the Mizbeach, kosher, done. If you hold, and the Mela, now that the Zohar went and did again, it doesn't matter. If you hold that it's Efshel Tkunei, so over here it's Efshel Psule. Basically, the Kula is a Chumre. If you hold, you could fix Kabbalah, Halacha, by taking it back. That basically means that when you take the blood back and you bring it again, it's a new Halacha. Exactly. So who I did over here? Says the Gemara, Rav Omar, for did we have poisel puzzle? He says, no. I hold, over here it's worse. That even if you hold, why? The tzorich lam tuye. There is no option. The blood has to be brought back to the Mizbeach. Memele, you can't say, well, halacha's done. It's not done. Halacha's not done. It's in the process. It's not done. It's in the middle. We're going with it. Omalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Hocham Rav Yumi Midifti. I think perhaps what Zev, what you were thinking all along, is something different. If the Rambam would have said that if a Kohen took the blood away from the Mizbeach, and then on the way back he had a Kavanah Shel El Shema, we wouldn't have a problem. That would be this Gemara. What this Gemara is saying is that halacha is whenever you have to bring the blood to the Mizbeach, even if it would have been unnecessary at the beginning, but if it's necessary now, that's halacha. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Rambam seems to be going a step further. That's the problem with the Rambam. Our problem with the Rambam was not that the Rambam said if you went away from the Mizbeach and then you went back, Shalei Lishma, it was possible. We wouldn't have had a problem. Because that's Takadis Gemara. Our problem with the Rambam was that the Rambam was saying, even if you're going away, Shalei Lishma, it's possible. Because not coming back.
Because you ended the halacha there. That's what you've done. By having that makshava, the whole chapter of Tarim in the Gemara is that halacha is an extended halacha. You can't say, you take one step, you finish halacha. No, halacha is to get into the Mizbeach. However long it takes you to get there, that's the length of your halacha. If you have in the middle, even if you're going away, you have a makshava called Seles, what you've said is, halacha is finished. Did I reach the
So if Zev were to be right, as Loi Lomir, he's saying a new svara now. He's saying if you have, a kavona shaloi lishmo, you end the halacha. So according to Zev, a guy is walking to the mizbeach.
Two,
and he stops. He still needs to go to the mizbeach. He stops. He jumps now. He does nothing. Sneezes. Whatever. He has kavona shaloi lishmo. Now he ended the halacha. Now it's possible because you can't finish the halacha. Because now your kavona shaloi lishmo ended the halacha. Terence says, no, we don't care about that. Because as long as your kavanah wasn't during the time that you were doing the halacha to the mizbeach, we don't care. It doesn't end the halacha. That's the same problem with the Rambam when you're going away from the mizbeach. It's. You know what I'm saying? Zev was trying to say, if you have a kavanah shaloi lishmo, you pull the plug. Pull the plug out of the halacha. Now you can't go right. It's like the fuse blew. I'm saying is if that could happen, even not during a qualified halacha, then even if you're going towards the mizbech, and then you stop and do a non-qualified halacha, shaloi lishmo, go back to the same place. So then we don't need to come to your whole plug business. Fight him. Says the Gemara. I'm just finishing the perek. Either way, if you took the blood away from the mizbeach and then you come and start bringing it back again, that's a new halacha. That's halacha. You can't. And if anything, the chiddush of our Gemara is mamish the opposite. That even after the halacha ended, it ended. You brought the halacha all the way to the mizbeach. Halacha's over. Now it just needs Zrika. And now you walk back, there's a new halacha. Because halacha is upgeteicht, bringing the blood to the mizbeach. You understand? So even if you already brought the blood to the mizbeach, if now it was taken away again, the halacha needs to, again there's a new halacha. You can have kavana shaloi lishma again. Yeah, I'm talking about before Zerika. You did a full halacha. Now you were standing right by the mizbeach, ready to spritz. You could have even stuck your hand in it ready. But now, you didn't spritz. Now if the blood was brought back, it's another halacha. Says the Gemara. Vomarole. מחלוקת זה וזה רבונן תנאה וזה עם המחמור שצריך לך מחשב הפיסלס, מחשב שאין צריך לך עם מחשב הפיסלס ומורלה. הכל מוידם everybody agrees. קיבלי בחוץ וכניסי בפנים. If you מקבל the blood away and then you brought it towards the מזבח, זהו הילוך שצריך להלך. And there it's possible. קיבלי בפנים ויציא לחוץ. If you מקבל the blood inside, you went outside. זהו הילוך שאין צריך להלך. And that's exactly not like the Rambam. לוי נחלקו אלו כשכניסוי. וחזר והוציאוי וחזר והכניסוי. מה הסבר צורך להמתויה? מה הסבר? לאו כאילו לך צורך לעבוד את דמי. Okay? So basically the Gemara wants to say like this. מה המשנה like the Rambam? That's the problem. The sugya is like not only mashma not like the Rambam, the sugya like explains itself not like the Rambam. It's like here, the sugya comes and says here, let's explain it to you what we mean. Let's be clear. The clarity is that if you go away from the Mizbeach and have Kavana then, not a problem. If you have Kavana when you're going to the Mizbeach, yes, a problem. If you go away and come back to where you were standing before, then it's a Machlokes. Meaning, because there you're coming closer to the Mizbeach. But you're not coming closer to the Mizbeach from where the Makom Shechit, the Kabbalah was. So the Gemara is almost like clearly saying, by the way, it's not like the Rambam. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara comes out. Eisvi Abaye. Reb Elazar im Amalach Mokom Shetzorach Lahalach Mashav Abaisal Skeitzah Kibloi Bechutz Vechnisei Lefnim Zehu Hiluch Shetzorach Lahalach. Right, if you makabel the blood outside, went inside at Yichayev. Outside meaning away from the Mizbech. Kibloi Bechnisei Lefnisei Lechutz Makabel near the Mizbech, you went towards the outside. Hiluch Shetzorach Lahalach. Chose Vechnisei Hiluch shetzorach lahalichu. Amalei yitanya tanya. Fine. Okay. If it says it, it says it. So basically, Maskanas HaGemara is that positively, without any shadow of doubt, if somebody goes away from the Mizbech, that's a Hiluch Shein Tzorich, and that does not make it possible. Period. That's the end of the Gemara. That's the problem. At the end of the day, the Rambam is Meshubit to Mesech HaZvachim. We don't have Yerushalmi and Zvachim. The Rambam is Meshubit to Mesech HaZvachim Bavli. And Mesech HaZvachim Bavli ends that this is called Hiluch Shein Tzorich Lahalech. If you go away from the Mizbeach, and that's not Halacha, and over there, it doesn't become possible. That's what comes up. Okay, so let's now review what our problems were before. We'll just touch on the main problems. The main problems we had in the Sugya were really two main problems. Problem number one, Sfas Emes, Taras HaKodesh, Uli Achreinim, why in the world do you need Halacha Beregel? The Torah never said Halacha Beregel. Period. The Torah said, bring the blood, Vikriva. The Torah said, bring the blood to Mizbech. So the normal way to do it is to walk there. Fine. But there's no, why, if the Torah would have said Vihilech, then you could start clearing what Vihilech means. The Torah never said that. It's not my kasha. It's Vasemus's kasha. And the answer given by many of the Achronim is that it's not Derech Sheiros. It's not a normal way to. Yitaka right. The Torah doesn't say anywhere it has to be Berega. But there's an umbrella, a big umbrella, on top of the whole Beis Hamikdash. And that umbrella has in big letters, Derech Sheiros. So if you do an Avoida, not Derech Sheiros, you're out of the umbrella. We even had a little bit of a diak in Rashi, because Rashi says, Lav Derech Halacha Bekach. Rashi Yabayasat Tazvav. So maybe his mashmal will be like the Taras HaKadosh. That Be'etzem is the most logical way to learn. The problem we have with that way of learning is that we have a whole other sugya here and in Pesachim, which states that they used to have rows of Kohanim where they would shech the blood, they would shech the korban, and hand the blood from Kohen to Kohen to Kohen. And Sai in our sugya, and Sai in Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara asks, this is a raya, that Halacha Shaloi Beregel is good. And the Gemara answered, the Naidi Port. They move a little bit. So we asked. So what does that do? What does that do? Forgetting those who want to learn that only one of the Kohanim moved. Even assuming all the Kohanim go like this, that they move their feet. What does that do? If the problem is Derech, Lav Derech Sheiros, still not Derech Sheiros. That sugya only works if you learn this Gzeiros HaKosef, that you need to move your feet. Fine, it's a brisket din. You go like this. But a brisket. But if you're telling me there's no din to move your feet, be'etzem, it's just like the Taras HaKodesh. It's not Derech Sheiros Pekach. So who cares? Who cares? If anything, I said it's more modna. Especially, you could say over there, and this is what we were talking about, it's not even chesaron in the Derech Sheiros. Because there the Gemara says, Adarabba, the Hadras Melech, that is the Sheiros. So that's one very big problem. Now, the other way to learn is that, and it's, I'm calling it an unknown way, we don't know what it means, that there's some, for some reason, there's a deraisa dikedin that halacha needs movement. You have to move your feet. Why? Well, let's call it a big question mark. But halacha without regular. So then how in the world does Nayid Pur to help? It comes out that 90% of the halacha was shaloi berega. Not 90. 99.999% was shaloi berega. So in other words, both ways. If it's al derech sheiros, doesn't make sense. If it's because there's some kind of din that we don't know why, that you have to go beregel, so you didn't go beregel. You went shaloi beregel. Right? El amai, you moved your feet a drop. How does that make it kosher? And we go through our entire sugya from the beginning, Meireshiv ad Gemira. You see, every bit of the halacha has to be good. You have to take the blood back. If you went the wrong way, you got to bring the blood back. So what does the Nayat Pur tell? Fine. Nayat Pur to make a cheshbon. If they went 100 feet, so you can make a cheshbon, that out of the 100 feet, 1 foot was movement with the feet. So you're 99 feet away from the Mizbech still. You're 99 feet away from the blood being on the wall of the Mizbeach in a kosher way. 99 feet. That's what should come out. That's the way it should be. So years ago I found that Reb David Povarsky, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, Ponovich Rosh Hashiva, in his Shiurim and Psochim, he actually asked this kasha. He says, you understand, a Nayat Pur to help Bechlal. He says, he says, it's not enough to walk a little. Being on kol elocha, mitchilo v'atzoyf beregel. If elocha shaloi beregel is not elocha, so you need that the entire elocha from the beginning till the end is beregel. V'chein v'af mitzchil beregel afilu ochi tzorich ligmor elocha beregel. Mama ani denai di puta. Ha'akati asharu shaloi beregel. And then he adds this kash. He says, especially according to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Hariya Gemara b'zvochem. The Gemara b'zvochem has a discussion. Eshelot kune, eshelot kune. On one side of the Gemara, you can't even fix it. That means any halacha that was done without the regel, it's too late. Puzzle. He says, so what's happening with the Nayat Pur? Nayat Pur can't be better than Efshalat Kune. Right? The Gemara says, Efshalat Kune. So Efshalat Kune means you can't even fix it. Any halacha that was done without the regel is possible. So how could Nayat Pur be good? Nayat Pur is surely no better than somebody trying to fix. So that he says, the Bechlal doesn't get it. He says, Haloi, kol Nayat Pur shayich rakim Efshalat Kune. He says, so what's the pshat? For being a lateris and I did put, I then I put, I ain't gone klaus shall I bereg? Vinema, def shut kuni, ef shall I kosh look more klaus. Anyway. So he doesn't really give a teres to this. He blabs with a tzorachin. So, we'll go back to what we said. We brought down Rabbeinu Chananu last week. Very interesting, Rabbeinu Chananu. Rabbeinu Chananu stated that when you have a Nayat Purta, when you move a little bit, he says, then the whole halacha is good. Because the lashon he uses is, halacha shaloi beregel, shmo halacha. Heicha denayit. In that sugyim psochim, Rabbeinu Chananu learns differently than we would have learned in our sugya. In our sugya, we would have explained it that the Nayat Pur is what fixes it. Taka halacha shaloi beregel is no good. But the Nayat Pur, the fact that you're moving a little bit, that fixes the halacha. That would be the way to learn our sugya. But Rabbeinu Chananu is clearly saying that the Nayat Pur energizes the entire halacha. That now the whole halacha is called the halacha. The fact that there was a Nayat Pur, that's enough to make that the whole halacha is good. So l'chayr, according to Rabbeinu Chananu, halacha shaloi beregel is halacha, according to the Maskon. Right? So then if that's the case, it's even more shver. We understand how Nayat Pur helps, but then what's our whole Gemara talking about? Efshel tkune, loyo shel, just walk a little bit. If you walk a little bit, the whole whole halacha is good. Let's go back to this Fasemis' question. And I think this will answer it. Perhaps we could say like this. Really, there's no tzad. From beginning to end of the sugya, there is no tzad that halacha needs regel. I know I sound now like apikoros. Right? No tzad that the halacha needs regel. Ah, what do you mean we had a halacha b'regel? We've been talking about it. No, no tzad. There's no tzad that halacha needs regel because there's a din regel. Meaning, I'll give you a dugma. Let's say that a kohen without a leg wouldn't be a balmu. Lamash. The kohen's walking on stilts. He doesn't even have legs. He has a wooden legs. Yeah. And so I want to ask you a shaila. Forgetting the balmum issue, okay? The balmum is kosher, babama, or whatever. Forgetting the balmum issue. Let's say the mum is a non-issue. I want to tell you that the halacha would be good. I say halacha b'regel. The Teretz is because Sfasemis is right. The Sfasemis is right that there's no reason to say you need halacha b'regel. There's no source. There is no source that you need to do halacha b'regel. So then what's pshat? Pshat you could say is like this. In Hilchos Shabbos, there's a halacha called Akiras Gufoi Kakiras Chefetz, which means if somebody's holding an object, okay, and they walk, so that's called Eitzah on Shabbos, right? Because moving your body is moving the object, right? Now, if you take the object and you move it like this, it's nothing. Forgetting Akira and Halacha, forget that for a moment. It's like the Chefetz stayed in one place. Because the chayfetz is miyuchis to your body. You have to almost look at your body as a location. So, in Hilchos Shabbos, you could be as big as Oig Melech HaBosh. And you can have a range of 20 amas. And you could go from hand to hand, no problem. Namid HaRaisa, Namid HaRabonin, you're going nowhere. Because until you move your body, nothing moved. Halachically, the chayfetz just stayed by you. Your body has a range of 10 amas. So it has a range of 10 amas. Nothing happened. Now this is just lasabra soizen. This is I'm sorry, man. I just realized I'm over time. It'll just be another 3 minutes. Lasabra soizen. We find this concept in this halachic movement and this scientific movement. It's not the same. The Gemara of Basra, those of you doing Daf Yomi, so it's going to be on your, you're going to have it very soon. Well, some of you had it already. You spoke about by Svina. Svina, Tosis brings down earlier, a boat. The Gemara has a shaila, if a boat in the ocean, if that's a Maisa Mashiach, take a boat and you move it. The Gemara says that a boat in the water is not a Meshiche. Svina Menech Naiche. The boat is in one place. The water is moving. You follow? There's halachic movement. Halachic movement doesn't mean you're visualizing something going like this. It has to be halachically considered moving. So you could have something that could go from here to here. And halachically, it didn't move. Where movement is required. Stay in one. The boat, because we view the boat as its own entity. The boat is almost like a world of its own. And the water is just, it's an atmosphere. The water is considered an atmosphere. An Adam, a person, is an atmosphere. He's an atmosphere. So everything within his range is part of, it's by him. One second. We're getting there. So long that the object is by him, and he doesn't let go of that object, movement within his range is not called movement. However, if my entire body moves, that is halachic movement. So oig melech haboshen, right? who has 100 amma range, and he takes the object from here, 100 amas to here, halachically, the object did not move. But if Oyd Melech HaBoshen holds the iPad like this, Oyd Melech HaShemot Agoyz, he probably has an iPad. When I get to Azeh, he walked. So in Halacha, the iPad moved. So when he went like this, the 100 amas, and he's going back and forth, nothing happened. The object stayed in one mokum. Shlomi Yimamish hit the nail on the head. But if he moved his body, then he moved. He moved 4 amas. Those 4 amas have more value than the 96 amas of his arm movements. Because halachically, that's movement. The Gemara Shaila is a very simple Shaila. If the Torah requires movement of the blood, when the Torah said, v'hikrivoy, the Torah required movement of the blood. If your body does not move, potentially, that was not hoylocha. There was no the blood wasn't moved.
Until you give it to someone else.
Second. The blood wasn't moved. So it would come out that the reason why there's no hoylocha is not because visually the blood didn't move, not because there's a din feet. If the guy had fake feet and he picked his feet up, it would also be good. Now, comes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, once you move your body, so now we're moving. Now, the entire movement of the body is nigra in that halacha. Because the reason why, so long that you don't move your body, forget your feet for a moment, so long that your body doesn't move, so the blood stayed stationary. Stayed in one place. Okay? So there was no halacha with the blood. By you. Now, technically, if you give it to somebody else, no halacha on your end. Question is the other person. The other person got the blood over here. Okay? He got the blood over here from you. It was never put down. He got it from you. And now he went like this. So for him also, there was no movement of the blood. And if that's the way it made its way to the Mizbeach, the blood got to the Mizbeach without any one kohen doing an avodah of movement. Even if you're going to tell me, well, the blood bounced from kohen to kohen, but the fact is, was there any kohen that moved the blood from place to place? The answer potentially could be no. And that's the Gemara's question. Where's the halacha? Says, one second, let's go to Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, each one went like this. Once they went like that, there was halacha. Now the whole thing is good. There's no din regel. If there's a din regel, we go, okay, one second. How much arm movement, how much leg movement? We're not there taking out a calculator and counting feet versus hand movements. That's not what we're doing. We're doing is we have to say, did this individual move or did he stay in one place? He moved? Fine. That means there was movement. Once there was movement, the entire body, now it's mobile. The entire body movement, halacha considers now the entire movement. We don't need feet. There was never a din we needed feet. We need a lack of stationary. We need to say that you're not frozen. Once you're not frozen, now the entire movement is mobile. Dozok Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Kivon deny it. Hoylocha shaloi bregel shmoy elocha. There's no din regel. Don't make a mistake to think. If there was a din regel, the Kohanim playing footsies with their feet won't do anything. Because that's the little hoylocha yidichkeich mazel tov. It's a garnish. The Teretz is, there was never a tzad that you need halacha b'rega. You need halacha. And if you stay in one place, you're frozen. That's not halacha. And that explains also why the Gemara never had a Havamina. That you Elocha Shaloi Beregel, how are you allowed to even walk like this? You should have to walk like this. Because just going like this is already Elocha Shaloi Beregel. Between you and the Mizbech is 5 feet, let's say 10 feet, right? Your arm range is 3 feet. So if somebody goes like this, and then he walks, right? Till the Gemara's Teretz of Nayipud, yeah? So it comes out 3 feet with Shaloi Beregel. It's not that way. Because once the body moves, now there was movement. The Gemara Shaila really is Hoylocha Beli movement. Hoylocha Beloi movement. That's the Gemara Shaila. Exactly, that's the Lashon of Itzta, but it's the same Lashon. That's the Gemara Shaila. And that's the reason once it's Nayib Puta, it's not, you're not in one place. Once you're not in one place, it's called Hoylocha. It's a Maisa Hoylocha. Now, when a person walks, there's a din in Hoylocha that until you stop, it's one Maisa Hiloch. The whole Maisa is Mesiachis. Hilchus Shabbos works that way as well. Till you stop, it's all Miyuchis, till you make a conclusion. Right? Till you make a conclusion. So Mela is very simple. The Rambam is saying a Pasha Lazach. Avada, the Rambam agrees. Somebody walks out and stops. Like Zev said, he stays till Mashiach comes. Doesn't matter what kavanah he had. Okay? Somebody comes down and makabel the blood. Kosher. 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 Because nothing happened. If somebody goes, and that's why Azar does it, it's kosher. Right? If a Kohen would take the blood here, Shalei Lishma, and stop. Now, another Kohen will come. Or he himself will make a new. Now we're locha from here. The Rambam learned the Sugya in Zvach. Kosher. Kosher. But, if the Kohen went and then came back to the Mizbech, ultimately, he was moilach the blood to the Mizbech. Right? So it's all one Maisa Halacha. It's one Maisa Halacha, didn't stop. So now any kavanah that he had throughout that process. Exactly. Now, by the case of Zrike, he spritzed the blood. And then he became a Balmum. After he spritzed the blood, he became a Balmum. And the blood didn't reach the Mizbech. The Kasha is what? The Muki Yosef's Kasha. Right? How does it work? The Teretz is very, very simple. The guest of honor in our picture is the blood, not the person. The only reason why the Shaloi Beregel plays a role is because so long that the blood is in the hand of the person, it's miyuchas to him. If he doesn't move, the blood didn't move. Right? But the guest of honor here is the blood. Yeah? The Nemuki Yosef's whole shtickle Torah only works klapi Adam. How much we want to say, when did you, what are you chayev for? Klapi you, we say, once you ended the act, you're chayev. For what you, that's what you did. Klapi the blood on the Mizbeach, when you ended the Mice is not our the end of the story. Because we don't even care when you ended the Mice. It's the other way around. We're looking at the blood. When the blood hits the Mizbeach, that's what we're looking at. And that's really what the Gemara's Teretz is. The Gemara's Havamina was talking. That's why I held the Gemara is a riot in Mugyez. What was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was, how could it be you have Kavan? If the guy, you have Kavan, after you spritz the blood, it's too late. Why is it too late? You know why? Because the Muki Yosef. The Gemara is not only is not like the Muki Yosef, the Gemara is like the Muki Yosef. Because the whole Gemara is going, you can't have Kavan Shalei Lishma. Once you spritz the blood, it's too late. The Gemara says, no, nu chiddush. Mikama. The magia kir l'dam ha-mizbeach. Midam al kir ha-mizbeach. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is, you're not the focus. Hoylocha is the movement of the blood, not the gavra. Okay? Not the Gavra. The Zrika is the same thing. The Gavra is only miyuchis to the conclusion. It's mamish, the opposite of what's happening in Ilcha Shabbos. In Ilcha Shabbos, the Gavra is our focus. The person's our focus. There's a t'nai that you have to have a malach. Here it's the opposite. There's an avoida. And then when the yachas the avoida to somebody. When you spritz the blood, there's no avoida yet. There's a maisa, 100%. But we don't care about your maisa. We care about the avoida. There's nobody even to be miyachas it to till it goes to the mizbeach. Once it goes to the mizbeach, then we say, okay, who's the zorek? Because the focus is the dam. The zorek is that guy without the arm. Problem. We can't be, who are we going to be miyachas to avoid it to? We can't miyachas it to him. He's a Baumul. Now this would also explain the Stiris HaRambam. Because the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos says clearly that if you have a kavanah when you're going away from the Mizbeach, it's kosher. Teretz is, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos is talking about like our Gemara. You went away from the Mizbeach. And that's what, that was the end of the story. So long that you did one aliyah, HaMahalich B'mokam Shein Tzorach L'alich. You went to the Mizbeach in an indirect way. You didn't have to go there to get to the Mizbeach. But now it's one Ma'aseh HaLacha. Once it's one Ma'aseh HaLacha, and the way we're learning is, the HaLacha is Nishlam when it gets to the Mizbeach. That's when the HaLacha is Nishlam. When it gets to the Mizbeach. This also answers why when the blood fell on the floor and it rolled, so Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinem is a look at Zun saying, Yibod L'chaim Tovim, and the Stipler and the Chazanish, they all ask, Rabbi Chaim, the Chazanish, the Rabbi Chaim Oizah, what's going on? The way we're learning it's simple. Our folk, they're asking, what's the Shaykhus Teilocha Shaloi Beregel? Here, nobody did the Heilocha. By Heilocha, the focus is not, it's always the blood. It's the same, right? It's all answered. The focus is the blood. The focus is not the one who's doing it. They're saying, what's the shaykh? You see what I'm saying? The focus is the dam. Okay, stop it. Rabbi say next week, I'm doing Mechiras Chometz from after davening till 9. And 9 to 10, I'm going to give a Pesach shir. So Bali Neder will start Zvachim, second perek, after Pesach. Okay?
So now with Halacha and Shabbos, if I go like this and move like this and hand it to somebody, I'm over on Hotzah, correct?
Correct. But I just want to tell you, Yehuda, if you come in next week, so you'll it's 9 o'clock. Mitzvah Pesach. Mazel Tov again.
But we're saying with Halacha.